Hello and welcome to PM. I'm Ashley Hall. The plan to break through Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip with a flotilla of aid ships has ended in bloodshed with multiple fatalities. Exactly how many people have been killed in the operation remains unclear. According to the Jerusalem Post, the Israeli army puts the number of passengers killed at more than 10. There are also reports that activists on the ships opened fire on the soldiers. Middle East correspondent Ben Knight joins us now from the port of Ashdod, where the ships will be taken. Ben, what have you heard about how this went down?
Well, actually, what we know is that the flotilla was intercepted in the early hours of the morning, certainly overnight, anywhere between 65 to 100 kilometres off the coast of Gaza. Now, that, of course, puts it in international waters. Now, we knew that Israel was preparing to intercept this flotilla. Israel had promised that it would be done peacefully. One thing that the campaigners, the activists, were concerned about was having that happen at night time. But that is exactly what's happened, and they've been intercepted quite some way off the Gaza coast. Now, what we've seen so far are some pictures, some quite compelling pictures, of the boarding of the ships, which took place with Israeli naval ships, also with helicopters at night, and it certainly seemed to be quite a chaotic situation on board. Now, the version of what happened after that, well, at the moment we have a statement from the Israeli Defence Force confirming that 10 civilians or 10 of the activists were killed. Now, they say that they were met with the naval commandos were met with gunfire and also were attacked with knives. Israel says that one of its commandos had his weapon taken off him, and that was then used against the Israeli commandos, that four commandos have been injured, some of them by gunfire and some of them by gunfire from that stolen weapon. So that's as much as we know at the moment.
And there has been a media blackout to a certain extent this afternoon. Has that limited the flow of information?
Well, it's very difficult to get information anyway. We're waiting on statements from the official bodies, and of course, trying to get any kind of statement from the organisers of the flotilla itself is very difficult because they're under arrest. They've been detained. They're currently being escorted by the Israeli Navy to the port of Ashdod, where we're waiting at the moment. But their mobile phones will be off, and they're incommunicado. So, I mean, one of the things that they need to answer is the accusation by the Israeli Defence Force that there were weapons on board. Before this flotilla left, the organisers were at pains to say, we are not carrying so much as a knife. This is a humanitarian effort. We're carrying nothing but humanitarian aid. So we need to work out where this alleged weapon or weapons came from. Who was doing the shooting and how did this happen? But no word on that at the moment.
Now, the reaction to this incident has been swift. Hamas is urging an uprising and referring to the event as a massacre. How's that likely to play out?
Well, it's a very, very tense situation inside Israel and indeed across the region, what is this morning local time. Inside Israel, the security forces are on heightened alert. The East Jerusalem areas around the Temple Mount have been closed and the borders into Gaza have been closed. It's a heightened sense of alert because I can tell you that throughout the morning on Arab TV networks, throughout the Middle East and also on Turkish television networks, these images have been running non-stop, and they are not at all going to go down well. Diplomatically, we have heard that the Turkish government has called in the Israeli Prime Minister. The Turkish Foreign Ministry has put out a statement, a very strongly worded statement, saying, among other things, that Israel has shown once again that it has no concern for human rights. Now, that is a big problem for Israel. It has been watching its relationship with Turkey, pro-Western, NATO member Turkey. 2 years ago, these countries were doing military exercises together, one of its few friends in the region. Well, that relationship has been disintegrating over the past 2 years. I would say that it's now reached absolutely its lowest point. We're also hearing reports that the Israeli government is advising Israelis who are holidaying in Turkey, and there are many of them, to leave.
Indeed, some of the boats in the flotilla, as I understand it, were flagged as American vessels. Is this operation likely to have some consequences for Israel's relationship with the US as well?
Well, that That remains to be seen. We don't know if the American-flagged vessels were boarded. We don't know if anyone on board was injured. We're still waiting for all of this information to come through. It's still only about 10 o'clock in the morning here. The ships have not even approached the Israeli coast yet. So many, many questions still to answer. But look, it's also a pretty tense time in relations between Israel and the United States. Over the weekend, Israel got quite a shock when the US voted to support an initiative basically calling on Israel to open up its nuclear facilities to UN inspectors. Now, this is quite a significant shift in the relationship between the US and Israel. It really did take Israel by surprise. It's feeling quite isolated at the moment, and this certainly won't help.
And Ben Knight, just briefly, when are the boats expected at the port of Ashdod?
It could be some hours yet. They were intercepted, as we said, quite a long way off the shore. Not all of the boats travel very quickly, so it could take some time for them to arrive.
All right, we look forward to you keeping us up to date with what goes on. Ben Knight, our Middle East correspondent, joining us from the port of Ashdod.